Hey, you. NASA.
Give me the cyber razor cut.
The cyber razor cut. Yeah!
You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut on Radio Sega.
Oh, me sandwiches!
Hello, 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 and welcome to another edition of the Cyber Razor Cut with me, Lewis Clark, aka Sonic Yoda, from the website SegaDriven.com. You are tuned into Radio Sega for an hour of Sega and just, you know, Sega stuff. That is remixes. I don't know why I was going to say Sega and Sonic remixes there, because Sega pretty much just covers everything, so yes. Hey-ho! I've started off with my usual getting my words all mixed up and that. Anyway, welcome to the show. If you are not, you should probably go and head into the chat room and chat with us. I'm currently joined by Trigon, KC, Rexy, Wower21, Sonic Remix, CTR, Iron Eagle, Venato, Opox, Silver Sonic, Sir Croft, TCB, Trekkie, and Voice. So yeah, go and join them, say some things, have a little chat with us. More than welcome. It's all good. If you're not listening live, then thank you very much for downloading the podcast and enjoy the show. So yes, I've got things to talk about this week. Hey, we've got news. Things have been happening in the world of Sega. But we'll come back to that, because let's get underway with some music first. So yes, I would like to open things. Well, I did open things with Gels Mellon's version of the Golden Axe First Stage and a lovely 8-minute rendition of it. It is. You should probably go and get that. You can get it from Gels Mellon's SoundCloud page if you go and search. But to continue, I'm going to now play you some Mr. Stream. Enjoy. We'll be right back. And we are back. You just heard Brandon Strader with Don't Be a Crepe. And prior to that, you heard Quartzy Cha-Cha by Mr. Stream. Good stuff indeed. Speaking of Brandon Strader, I have just been informed that he missed the deadline for the Sonic Zone Remix competition, which is currently doing the rounds at the moment. So yes, if you want to keep up with how that's progressing, you can tune in to the Sega Mix Drive on Friday, because Rexy is going pretty in-depth with the coverage on that. So yeah, definitely keep in touch with it, because the 2012 one, which I think was the last one, don't forget, I could be well wrong, that there was one last year as well that I completely missed. But I think that was the last one, and a damn good selection of remixes are in that, and you can still go and grab that from places that I can't bloody remember off the top of my head. But there you go. Right, Sega news. Right, I'm going to start off with some new merchandise that's come out of Japan. I thought this was really, really cool. If you go and search for a website called Hardcore Chocolate, which is a Japanese clothing store, they are selling Shenmue and Fighting Vipers t-shirts, and goddamn do they look lovely. A little bit difficult navigating the website, it's got to be said, because it's in Japanese and I'm not very good with these sort of things. And I'm not entirely sure whether you can in fact import these if you were so inclined as to buy them. But you should go and check them out, because they are rather lovely looking things, and it's good to see that someone is still recognising these two franchises, because, I suppose Shenmue hasn't been particularly forgotten, because people go on about the third one every goddamn day. But Fighting Vipers definitely is a bit of an obscure one now. And just good to see that there's some merch still kicking around for both those franchises. They have some lovely, lovely back prints if you go check those out. So yeah, can't recommend that enough. You can find the links if you want to, go on my website, SegaDriven.com, and there is a news post on there with links to the shirts in question. So yeah, have a little look. Cool stuff. Right, music. I'm going to play another bloody long one, because I haven't played this for a while. I think it's great. This is Carbohydrate M and Wildcat with Dwelling of Heroes. Enjoy. Thank you.
You're listening to the Cyber Razor Cut.
Hello, I'm Sven.
And we are back. You just heard Frankie Demand with Streets of Rage Level 1 Remix. And prior to that, you heard Carbide M and Wildcat with Dwelling of Heroes, a Gunstar Heroes remix. Enjoyed, hopefully. I like those songs, that's why I picked them. But yes, there you go. Right, more news, because there's a lot. This one got me excited and then kind of shot me down. But hopefully, it's just that they're covering their back. But anyway, right, let me explain. So, EGM went out on a limb and said that they had inside information, or they'd heard a rumour, in fact, that Atlus were working on ports for Sega. Now, they didn't specify anything game-wise as to what they would be porting, but this is very much a case of Atlus US they're talking about. So, yeah, I was instantly like, oh, okay, they're going to bring some Sega Japan exclusive stuff over. That'd be pretty cool. And EGM even went out and said that you shouldn't rule out Yakuza 5 coming to America under the Atlus banner. So, yeah, that was pretty damn exciting, because playing a bit of Yakuza 5 in English would have been, yeah, just a bit of a treat, really, because I got into the series with 3, and I played 4, and I played Dead Souls, and they're all very, very good games. I didn't expect myself to like those games as much as I did, but yeah, it's a really, really good series, and yes, I'd like the next one in English, please. But then, a chap called Jason Schreier, Jason! He works at Kotaku, God almighty. And yeah, he went and asked Atlus USA if there was any truth to what EGM was saying, and they were unaware of any work being done on ports. He also added that they're not a big company and they just announced like 4 new Persona games. Seems pretty unlikely to me that they'd be doing a Yakuza 5 port. So yeah, he could have well have just shot that down for us, and yeah, Yakuza 5 is going to continue to be Japan exclusive, which would be a shame, but it could also be a case of Atlus USA just sort of protecting themselves from a potential leak. I'm hoping that was a leak, because I'm well up for a bit of Yakuza 5, but hey-ho, if nothing comes of that, then we'll have to move on, unfortunately, and I'll just import the damn thing and try and attempt to play it in Japanese, but there you go. So yeah, exciting or not, you're up to you, really. Okay, I'm going to play some more stuff off the Sonic Zone Remix competition from 2012. This one comes from Hulk. Enjoy.
up the road in the bad part of town, babe. The owner's a freak, but that's okay because they have the greatest jingle that you've ever
to the Cyber Razor Cut.
Oh, it's ever so good.
And we are back. You just heard Dale North with Shenmue Tomato Tomato. And prior to that, you heard Worst Case Scenario Future by Halk from the Sonic Zone Remix Competition 2012. Right. Okay, this was the exciting news of the week, I guess. Also has been shot down, but it could be a case of Sega covering their asses once again. So, at the Nuremberg Toy Fair, which is currently running, there is a poster kicking around near some Sonic merchandise, because Sega obviously have a presence for Sonic the Hedgehog merchandise, at this said convention. And, it basically details the Sonic series in games and what's going on television and film-wise. So in the new game section, it says things like Sonic Lost World, Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games, Sochi 2014, or Sochi, however you pronounce that. But it also lists a new 2015 title to be announced for Wii U, PS4, and Xbox One. So obviously, we all lost our shit, because, next gen, and Sega are going multi-platform again, and not doing the just Nintendo exclusivity. So yes, that was pretty cool, and it also has things like details about Sonic Boom, the CG cartoon that's going to be airing this autumn on Cartoon Network. Target market boy is 6 to 11 years old. 52 11-minute episodes. And also, the first CG animated film in the Sonic franchise, also confirming that there is going to be a Sonic film. Or so we thought, because then Eurogamer went and poked their noses around and got a comment from Sega themselves, and they said that Sega is yet to announce details of upcoming console video games for the Sonic the Hedgehog, or further details regarding the new Sonic CG TV series. The recent information coming out of Nuremberg Toy Fair was incorrect. For official and up-to-date news regarding Sonic the Hedgehog, please go to www.sonicthehedgehog.com or follow Sonic on Twitter at @Sonic_Hedgehog. So yeah, they went and debunked it, I guess. But again, this could well be a case of Sega covering their asses because there is a leak, and it includes information that we're not ready to say yet. So, yeah, fingers crossed, actually, because I would like a bit of multi-platform Sonic again, because it's nice when we can all be involved and not just the exclusive console owners and so forth. Because, yeah, I've missed out on the Olympic Winter Games, because I don't have a Wii U, and I've missed out on technically the better of the Sonic Lost Worlds with the Wii U version. I have the 3DS version, and it's quite a good game, but yeah, there you go. I only played that one, so yeah. But yes, fingers crossed, we actually will have some new Sonic stuff happening on multi-platform releases, because yeah, I'm well up for that. I'd like a bit of that action. Cool, right, music. Here's Jin Sonoi.
それゆけ、それゆけ、元気いっぱい歩く、それゆけ、それゆけ、ミラクルワールド、夢で作る。
And we're back. You just heard Takanobu Mitsuyoshi with the Alex Kidd song, and prior to that, you heard Jensen Oi's Splash Hill Zone medley off the Sonic 1, Sonic 4, Episode 1 and 2 compilation CD. There you go. Right, got that right. In the end. Right. Final piece of Sega news I want to talk about. If you go over to RadioSega.net, you can see that Japan has got an exclusive version of Sonic Dash. Sonic Dash S is available now on the Japanese iTunes and Google Play stores. So you can get it on iOS and Android from launch day. Oh my god, we didn't even get that. Bloody hell. And it looks a little bit different by the looks of things. So there's different challenges. There's Chao included. You battle Dr. Eggman instead of... what's his face from Sonic Lost World? I can't bloody remember. Zaz, I think it is. And there seems to be some sort of fever mode where you collect orbs. Yeah, it all looks a little bit different, which is kind of cool. I tried hitting the iTunes link that Radio Sega put up. Unfortunately, it would appear that we UKians are blocked from downloading that. So yeah, I was a little bit, oh. Because sometimes you can get the Japanese apps on the old UK app store. I mean, I've got a really bizarre Yakuza Twitter front end that you can use, which is available on just, yeah, standard UK app store. So yeah, bit bizarre, but I don't know why that one is specifically blocked out of this region. But there you go. I'd like to give it a go, just simply because I want to see what the differences are like. But yeah, it's kicking around. So if you're in the Japan territories, then you can get that, I guess. So yeah, Sonic Dash S is the name of the thing. Go and have a little look if you can find it. Cool, that's pretty much all the news that's happened this week. I mean, there's about other little bits and pieces. If you go over to Game Grumps, you can watch them play Night Trap, which is kind of funny. The ending's actually quite funny, actually. I'd really recommend checking that out if you like your FMV games. And Crush 40 uploaded another live video from their 2012 gig with the full band lineup, so you can go on their channel and check out his world from that gig. Yeah, good stuff. But yeah, that's pretty much it for the week in Sega News, so let's continue with some tunes. We're getting close to the end of the show, actually. 8 minutes left. Right, okay. Magellanic? Magellanic? Is that how you pronounce it? Anyway, this is Magellanic. You just heard Mixer Productions with Doodidaw, Sonic 3 rearrangement of Doodidaw from Bristol. And prior to that, you heard Magellanic. Yeah, yeah, I'm pronouncing it correctly. Supersonic Fireballs from the Sonic Zone Remix Competition 2012. Again, because I'm sort of bumming that at the moment. Right, this is the end of the show. Thank you very much for tuning in. I've been Lewis Clark, aka Sonic Yoda. I run SegaRiven.com. This has been another hour of Sega Remixes, aka the Cyber Razor Cup. If you want more remixes, you can come back on Friday at 9 p.m. for Rexy Sega Mixer Drive. And then at 11 p.m. there's Last Call, which is now a regular show on Radio Sega. Saturday at 4 p.m. there's a late afternoon breakfast show with Shadow Remix. Then at 10 p.m. Forever Sonic's back with another random hour. And on Sunday at 7 p.m. AAUK's last ever Radio Redux. It's also his birthday. You should probably tune in and check him out and give it some support, because that's the end of an era. Oh my god, Radio Redux is coming to an end. I think it was the first Sonic podcast ever, and now it's finally coming to a close. Oh my god. And then, if we go back into next week, Monday at 8 p.m, it's the Radio Sega Top 40 Countdown with KC. So yeah, that's the week in brief. And then I'm back next Wednesday at 8 p.m, as per usual. Anyway, enough yabbering. Thank you very much for tuning in. I will see you next week. Enjoy some Sega Rocks. Bye-bye.